Hi, Art. This is Judy from Huntsville, Alabama.
Hi, Judy.
I just wanted to tell you a story about a doll.
A doll?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. My mother and dad bought me a doll. The last one they ever bought me was the size of a 3-year-old child. One night, many years later, I had the doll and standing up in the corner of the bedroom. I was reading a book, and all of a sudden, out of my peripheral vision, I saw something move.
Yes.
And it startled me, of course, and I looked up, and I looked toward the doll, and the doll raised its arm and put it down.
Oh, brother. Now, in this modern day, let me just stop you for a moment. I've seen the ads for them. Today they sell dolls that are, you know, like a 3-year-old size, a 2 or 3-year-old size, and infant size.
Right.
And they do move, and they do say things. They even memorize the name you give them.
Right. But I'm 58 years old.
I hear you. So there was no name memorized, or there was no movement. This was just a doll.
Just a plain doll, the size of a 3-year-old child.
And you saw her raise her arm.
She raised it up. She put it down. It, of course, terrified me.
Yes.
You know, I broke out in a cold sweat. And the only thing I knew to do was to go and pick the thing up and take it and put it in the den. And I did that. Well, the next day, I told my family about it. And, you know, of course, some believed me, some didn't. My mother said, well, I don't want you to do away with the doll because that's the last one we bought you. You know, it's sort of sentimental.
Sure.
She took it over to her apartment. She said, I'll keep it. Okay.
Yes.
Things started happening at her apartment. She woke up one night out of a deep sleep, and she said standing beside her bed was a dark figure. And the only way she could describe this, it was during Star Wars, was it looked like Darth Vader. But, you know, to me, it was like a demon.
Oh my God. You know, not the doll, though.
No, it wasn't the doll. It was a dark figure standing beside her bed.
Do you think the doll brought this to her?
I think it did. And also, she had a plant on a plant stand. And I've seen this in other stories before about possession and different things like this. The plant was shaped by itself.
Oh, boy.
And my mother was a very smart woman. You know, she wasn't given to delusions or anything like that. And she started telling me all this stuff. And I said, well, I think we need to get rid of this doll. I don't know what's wrong with it, but I think I'm going to try to get in touch with Ed and Lorraine Warren and try to, you know, see if there's something wrong with this doll.
So did you get rid of it?
Well, I got married. My husband put the doll out at the trash, and they picked it up. So I have no idea where the doll is now, but I hope no little child has the doll.
It's probably out just walking around the trash yard somewhere.
I don't know, but this is the truth. I mean, I'm a nurse. I'm not a person given to delusions or hallucinating or anything like that. But
trust me, I believe you.
I don't like dolls.
That's why we do these programs. Thank you very much. We do them because these things really do happen. I've had, and I won't go into details, but I've had a few cursed things like dolls sent to me. And some pretty strange stuff happened. People come into the possession of something like what she was just talking about, that doll, and they don't know what to do with it. And so they end up, in the old days, when I was doing a 5-day, 6-day a week show, they'd send them to me, and they would tell me this, whatever it is, I won't go into what it was, is cursed. Well, mistakenly, I did keep something for a few days, and what a mistake that was.